Asking moments happen in step one. Asking moments happen in step five. Can you imagine the difference in asking with no resistance? I want it. Well, I'd like to know that. Step one is, I'd like to know that, but I don't know it. I'd like to know that, but it might be hard to learn. Step five is, I like to know that.
Right.
It's focus. A question or an asking is a focus. So when you ask or focus with no resistance, and you join forces with the resources who, here's the thing, and don't let this disappoint you. Let this enliven you. It does us. Whenever you ask, whether you're in step five or step one, whenever you ask, it's a step five moment for us. Whenever you ask, the universe expands, because when you ask, the answers flood into your vortex. When you ask, whatever you are asking for, and so the universe expands. So when you ask from a step one moment, you launch the rocket, but there's a tug of war going on within you. When you ask from a step five moment, what you ask, you're up to speed with. And that's when and only when you get to experience the conscious hands in the clay feeling of expansion. It's not so fun to expand and not go there. That sort of sucks on lots of different levels. And that's why you begin to call yourself ineffective or inept or not good at it. Because when you keep asking and you don't go, when you keep asking and you don't go, or when you ask from a step one moment and then later you allow the answer to come, but you are not as easily able to make the association between what you ask for and the answer that came, because there's so much time distance between them. But when you're having step five moments, which means now you're tuned in and now you're asking and in real time you're receiving, oh, and you have experienced that, every one of you have. That's when you feel passion. That's when you are fascinated. That's when you feel that feeling of energy. That's that feeling of exhilaration. That's what that is. And it doesn't have to be as fleeting for you as it is. It is something that you can deliberately accomplish because you now understand how the laws of the universe work. And more important, you are figuring out a little better every day. From what point of attraction did you set your tuner? Who set my tuner? Somebody who's mad at me, and now my knee-jerk response to them, is that how I set my tuner today? Well, this is going to be one hell of a day, isn't it? I set my tuner like that, and now is everybody in a bad mood? No, but everybody you meet's going to be, pretty much. What are you fascinated with? Problems and struggles and things like that? Or are you fascinated with movement? Are you fascinated with the intricacies of your daydream? Are you fascinated with the powerful universe? Are you fascinated with the content of your vortex, all of the ingredients that you've put there? Are you fascinated with the way in which those ingredients can come together in never-ending, pleasing, and yet more satisfying ways? Let's make it practical. If we can.
Sure.
You can. You are likely to do that.
Yeah.
And practical matters, because here you are. We can talk concept and theory all day long, but until you have some practical application, then it sounded like a really good idea, and I'm still in a bad mood.
Yeah. Well, in contrast to me, it always feels practical because it's pretty solid. It's not a daydream usually.
Solid meaning it's manifested and you can translate it through your physical sense.
And it's meaty. Contrast usually feels meaty to me versus, I mean, even though if I'm, you know, I'm journaling and I'm writing appreciation.
Before you go further, let's talk about why. Did you follow what he means? You kind of agree with that. But think about why. Contrast feels, you said, what was your first word? Solid?
Yeah, solid,
or
meaty.
Or realer, meaty.
Meaty.
But think about why. It's because in your physicalness, you're translating things through all of your physical senses. Now, let's step back into something else that can be very valuable to you at this point of this evolution of this conversation. Everything is in the process of becoming. And a belief is a thought that you continue to think. We're going to say that differently right now. A belief is a thought that you are thinking. A belief is a thought that you are activating. And so when you activate something, The momentum of the belief, all of the experiences you've had around that are now sort of activated too. And that's why it feels more real. It's not a new thought. It's not a new place that you are going, but it feels real to you. And it will manifest more quickly to you because you have habits of doing that, you see. But consider this. Every thought that has ever been thought still exists, and the law of attraction has established them in sort of rivers or currents or streams. And so there's all this physical stuff, all these physical beliefs, a lot of them good, but most of them sort of struggling and pushing against, that you can tap into, and they do feel meaty because they are real, like the real stuff that you see around. In other words, so many people are currently activating them. They're active by a lot of people that are doing that. And so it is a reality that is easier for you to tap into. Does that make sense? But what about taking thought beyond that which it has been before? What about exploring the ingredients, the pure positive bunch of positive ingredients, and putting them together in a creation of something that is new? So what do you think is more logical? This is not a trick question, but it's going to feel tricky. What do you think is more logical? This vortex that you've created of pure positive energy ingredients and your inner being who's tending it and there and you tapping into it, or this other sort of vortex of all of the thoughts that everybody's been thinking and the experiences that they've been having. Now, all we want you to notice between these two vortices that we are establishing is that this one is pure positive energy. Those are only the things that you've asked for. You didn't throw your resistance over into that pot. There's contrast because everything in there isn't the same thing. There's variance between lovely thing, another lovely thing, another lovely thing, another lovely thing. There's contrast among all of those lovely things, yes? But this vortex, let's say, that's full of beliefs and experiences and sicknesses and wellnesses and poverty and abundance. So it's got a lot of contrast in it, but it's got resistance within that contrast. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Kind of following this? You all right out there? Now, focus on the law of attraction and focus upon how the law of attraction is responding to this contrast that has a lot of variance in it. And let's even focus you in some of it, where you're thinking about something you don't want, something you want, something you don't want, something you want. And so you can sort of feel the limpness or the powerlessness in that as you sort of regurgitate this reality that makes it feel more solid, it makes it feel more real, where this maybe doesn't feel quite as real because it has not manifested yet. But you now have a sense of a difference between the two. And most important, you care about the way you feel. And so you're getting out ahead of it and you're focusing so that you are tuning to this vibrational reality where your inner being is. And you feel the good feelings of satisfaction and interest and fascination and empowerment and well-being and exhilaration. And so you're starting to make a conscious choice between focusing among these ingredients or among these ingredients. Now, among these ingredients are all the best parts of these ingredients. Nothing good got left out. And a whole lot that isn't good is being left out. So a whole lot that is contrary to what you want is left out of your vibration right now, which means more momentum is going to happen. More power is going to happen. More universal forces are going to happen. More creating is going to happen. And while we will agree with you that it's not as real or as meaty initially, that you're going to be one who is enjoying thoughts turning to things rather than the things that have already turned to. So now we'll just ask you a question. Would you rather be on a path where thoughts are turning to things and they feel good all the way in the process, or you're looking at the meatiness of things that have already turned out, some of which are not that pleasant to you? It's just another way of looking at it.
Yeah. That seems more logical because it's because of all the positive and because there's no resistance, That's much more powerful.
The only reason that what feels real feels more meaty to you is because you've done more of that creating by default, and so more of those things feel natural. When you get into a conversation where you avoid the plight of humanity, there are a lot of people that would find you airheaded. They would find you frivolous. They would find you unwilling to face reality. And they're not ready to say, I don't face reality, I create reality. But that's what we're talking about. You want to face reality and continue to add to it. And we don't mean that some of the reality that you're facing isn't worth creating more of. That's not our point. Because some of that good stuff is over here too. We're just saying, would you rather be one who faces reality or one who creates reality? Big choice. It's a big difference. It had to be said. And it's nice saying it in a forum where you're sort of kind of getting it. You're not going to be doing too much differently because life is still coming to you. There is a momentum of life that you've already set into motion. But what we're really saying here, this is really the leading edge conversation that we're having, is that there's always something coming to you. Our question that we are pointedly putting to you today, there's something always coming to you because you can't turn your point of attraction off. So we have two questions. From which pile is what's coming to you from? Not a grammatically correct sentence, but you know what we mean. Where's it coming from? Is it coming from this pile or this pile, from this vibrational reality or from this vortex? And under what vibrational influence are you as it is coming? If you will contemplate that just a little bit. So as you're moving through your day and something is happening and you're knowing by the way it feels that you're continuing something that you don't mean to continue. If we were standing in your physical shoes in a very practical way, we would simply say, well, I didn't get out ahead of that. I let my established frequency from the realness of what I'd been observing. It's like you get to know people and you expect things from them. Jerry used to say, people will rise or lower to your expectation. So if you've let them train you through their behavior or through their own disappointment in their own life experience, if you let them train you to your expectation, then from where did you establish that? In other words, where did your point of attraction come from? From a training of someone who is not happy with themselves or from their inner being who adores them? Where'd you get your training? And what are you reflecting back to them? You know, most people, they couldn't even begin to buck a current of someone's expectation. They just go with the flow. They're like little fluffy pieces of mulch floating on the river. And they're going to go where the current takes them. They really are without conscious choice. Law of attraction's got hold of them. And the law of attraction is taking them. And so what kind of contributor to them do you want to be? From what influence do you want to enter into someone's experience? You want to be tuned to the whole of who they are, to the wholeness of who they are, to the beauty and power and clarity of who they are. You have to tune yourself to that. But once you get the hang of it, then you will be free to go anywhere. If you ever have an impulse, oh, I don't want to go over there because when I go there, I feel like this and it doesn't feel good. Then you haven't been tuning yourself correctly. You've been letting environments tune you. So you're a slave or a captive to the environment. I can go there because I usually feel all right when I'm there because I don't tune myself. I just let the environment tune me, and that's a pretty good environment there. So do you want to be a captive to the environments where you cluster together with those that you think like you do, only to discover that they don't really? And then you have that moment of panic. Oh, I thought this was my tribe, and now I found out that you're weird in here. Or do you want to be in harmony with who you really are? And therefore in harmony with who they really are, and therefore stable under all conditions? This ship is moving pretty good. It's moving pretty good, but not to the point of not being stable, because you all have the ability to flex and move and compensate. You have a sort of gyroscope in your being so that it doesn't really matter so much what it is doing. And you should see the mechanics of this ship that are doing a whole lot of that before you're even standing on it. Before the stabilizers, you wouldn't be standing so easily in these waters or in rougher waters. And so it's all about your sea legs. It's all about your shock absorbers. It's all about you establishing who you really are so that you can have the thrill of going anywhere and being with anyone and having any experience so that you can pluck the sweetness out of a lot of environments rather than being afraid and needing to go only places where you feel stable and sure. Really nice. Something more?
No, that was way more.